Jessica, are you on the call?
I am. Yep.
Oh, hi. Are you hearing any strange noises? Or are you good?
No, you sound great.
Okay, great. I was on, and then I heard a strange beeping, so I didn't know if that was just in my ear or not. All right. Well, in about 1 minute, I'm going to go ahead and start talking and do the pre-conference stuff. And Angie, I know, is trying to get Randy on here shortly. And Steve Fitchin. Good stuff. All right, I'm going to go back on mute. Welcome to everyone who is joining the teleconference call today. As legislators are joining the call, I know we're just a few minutes early. I'm sorry,
hello?
I hear somebody say something? Yes, hello?
Yeah, this is Steve. Can you hear me?
Oh, Steve, great. We're so glad that you're on the call. Welcome. Thank you for confirming.
Yeah.
So if you want to just go ahead and go on mute, and I'll be doing some pre-conference hosting for just a moment, and then jump back in.
Okay.
Thanks, Steve.
I'm here too, Leah. This is Jim.
Oh, terrific. Fantastic, Jim. Glad you're on the call. Thank you so much. So we got both of you, and now I know Angie is looping in Congressman Forbes. So we're good, and I will do some pre-teleconference hosting for the next couple of minutes and then open us up officially at 1 o'clock.
I'm going to mute.
Okay, terrific. All right, so if you're new to the American Prayer Caucus Network, you might be interested to know, as you're waiting for the call to begin, that we've expanded to nearly 950 members, with over 90 members in the Congressional Prayer Caucus, in an official U.S. House caucus, and over 850 members in 31 state legislative prayer caucuses. There are now 22 state directors supporting those states. Our goal is to expand to have prayer caucuses in all 50 states with a state director in every state. We want to welcome Arizona, the most recent state to enter our network. So all lines are muted as legislators join the call today. A live interactive question and answer session will follow the remarks by the presenters. I want to first just take a moment to put in a plug while we're waiting for the call for a conference that many of you already know about. In case you don't, you should be aware of the Pro Family Legislative Conference in Dallas on November 2nd through 5th. It's one of the best conferences equipping conservative legislators around a number of conservative issues. We appreciate all that David Barton does to equip and support legislators through the Pro Family Legislative Conference. Congressman Forbes and I will be there in November discussing the Lift America Plan that you will hear about today, and along with other excellent speakers. This conference offers tremendous religious freedom measures and more. You can learn more or register at profamily.com. If you want to know more about the Congressional Prayer Caucus Foundation, please visit our website at cpcfoundation.com. There you can also get updated on all of the initiatives, as well as the information about this network. We've built and united the largest network of federal and state elected leaders to stand for faith and impact the culture. We're committed to formulating, implementing, articulating strategies to advance religious freedom, America's Judeo-Christian heritage, and prayer. And to find out more about the network in each state, click on Join the Movement in your state at the top of the homepage. If you are a member and you want to know more about the resources we provide, just click on For APCN Members at the top of the homepage. And at the website, you can also find out more about some of the initiatives. Two key initiatives that you may want to be aware of is the Pray USA initiative, government leaders calling the nation to pray, where over 1,100 elected officials have signed a call to prayer proclamation, and many of them are now going into churches, standing side by side with pastors, holding Pray USA Spotlight Sundays, where legislators stand together and call the church to pray for our nation. And CPCF provides everything you as a legislator or your church needs to host one at PrayUSA.com. Legislators in Tennessee, Virginia, Texas, and more are having excellent success building relationships between legislators and pastors, as well as engaging Congressional Prayer Caucus members in these events too. So it's a great way to partner with some of our congressional members. The second would be the In God We Trust Put It Up initiative, where people nationwide have implemented a variety of ways to display our national motto to reverse the momentum and proudly make a statement supporting our heritage and values. Nearly 3 million decals and displays now are on cars, law enforcement vehicles in over 25 states, government offices, school classrooms, courthouses. It's a simple way for people to take a stand. You can find everything you need at InGodWeTrust.com. And recently, Arkansas passed a bill and now a poster with In God We Trust, America's national motto, is going up in every classroom in the state, and we've been pleased to support their efforts. So all lines are muted today as people join the call. This call is specifically for lawmakers, most of whom are part of the American Prayer Caucus Network or are being introduced to the network. A live interactive question and answer session will follow the remarks by the presenters. We will open the call in just a moment. We are confirming that our presenters are on the call. We have 2 out of 3 presenters on the call, but we're waiting for Congressman Forbes. He's now...
I am on here, Leah.
Congressman, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the call. So good. Let me officially open the call then. I want to just let you know that we are recording this call. The audio will be available upon request, and during the presentation, all lines will be in listen-only mode. If at any time you experience technical difficulties, just please press *0, and an operator will assist you privately. And as I mentioned, following the remarks, we will be opening the lines and unmuting everyone, and we will ask you to self-mute to ensure that everyone can be heard. So welcome to today's call for the American Prayer Caucus Network. I'm Leah Carowin, Executive Director of the Congressional Prayer Caucus Foundation. And first, let me take a moment to express my gratitude to every single one of you for taking the time to be on this call. We have legislators from across the nation, so this is a great representation of our network. Dozens on the call, so we will are looking forward to having some robust conversation. As most of you know, just a quick update on the Congressional Prayer Caucus Foundation. We're a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization that is united, equipped to mobilize the largest network of federal and state government leaders committed to standing for faith and making an impact on the culture. Most of you are a part of the network already, thank you, but we know that some are also being introduced to the network for the first time, so for those, we welcome you. And this American Prayer Caucus Network now has expanded to nearly 950 members, with over 90 members in the Congressional Prayer Caucus and over 850 members in 31 state legislative prayer caucuses. So again, I mentioned before the call started, welcome to our newest members in Arizona. So the purpose of this call today is threefold: to introduce you to the Lift America Plan, to give you an update on Project Blitz, which many of you were a part of this past year session, and to make you aware of some excellent revised resources, and to have an opportunity for discussion around both of these. Today, Congressman Forbes and I are also being joined by Steve Fitchin of the National Legal Foundation and CPCF Senior Legal Advisor, and Jim Davids, CPCF Chief Legal Counsel. So grateful for them being with us. And we're going to begin our time by asking Congressman Forbes, the president of the Congressional Prayer Caucus Foundation and founder of the Congressional Prayer Caucus, to open us up in prayer and also begin the conversation. Congressman Forbes?
Well, thank you, Leah. If you would all just join me in prayer. Lord, we just thank you so much for this wonderful day you've given us. I thank you so much for these men and women who love you and who care about you and want to do something for your kingdom and also for this country. And Father, we just pray that you would bless us today, give us your wisdom, your knowledge. Lord, lead us in the right direction. Help our steps to be your steps. And Father, we just pray collectively that you would protect and heal our land. For it's in your precious name we pray. Amen. Well, I want to echo what Leah said first by thanking you all for, one, what each of you have done for faith and the causes of faith and religious freedom and religious liberty already in all of your careers, and thank you for joining us this afternoon. I know how busy all of your schedules are, so we will try to be as concise as possible, but we want to continue to thank you for the efforts that you make. Leah has asked me to address the Lift America project that has been ongoing but is going to be taking off in, we think, a very exciting way, and would love to include all of you in it. And let me just give you kind of a brief background. All of you know the enormous attacks that have been taking place on faith across America, especially for the last decade. They've increased geometrically. And one of the reasons that they have increased that way is because the other side, the anti-faith groups, are very well organized. They are very well funded. But also they are very strategic. For the most part, the faith component and individuals who are protecting faith are not normally very strategic. They are not normally very organized, and they are not nearly as well funded. We recognize that as being a problem, and therefore that spawned both the Congressional Prayer Caucus and the Congressional Prayer Caucus Foundation. But even since then, all of us have witnessed something happening to our country now, which is even moving it in a more demanding situation than the attacks on faith, and that is this enormous rise in hatred across the country. I think that there is a direct correlation between the reduction in the effectiveness of faith in America and with the rise in hatred, and that's why our action becomes more crucial than ever. Having been where you are, having walked in your shoes and where many of you are, I know how pulled you are in your schedules. I know your hearts and that you want to do good things for so many people and so many issues. And I also know the limitations you have both on time and resources. And as Lee had mentioned, the purpose of the foundation and the caucus is to help supply those resources and help maximize the utilization of your time and your efforts to do a pushback on the things that we think are important to push back on in the country. And I would begin by saying that I have people all the time that ask us, you know, how is this different in what we do from a Bible study or just a prayer meeting that might take place? And there are two components to that. The first one is that we believe very strongly in the power of prayer. Prayer is enormously important. It is the foundation. It's the cornerstone. It's where we start. But we think there are three things that each of us need to do if we're going to change the country. We need to begin with prayer, but then we also have to not only pray, but we have to come together and learn how to stand for our faith. And then the third thing is, after we stand, we have to move. And it is so much more powerful if we're moving together than it is if we're trying to move individually. The second thing that is important is that we are trying to be strategic by bringing the best planners, the best thinkers together and actually have strategies instead of just plans that we have. But the third thing is, as we mentioned, to not try to convert everybody, not try to whip everybody in line, not try to tell everybody your worldview is right or wrong, but to realize that we have to gather together a mass of people who want to change this country and to channel their energies and their efforts. Recently, we had an historian that mentioned in one of our strategy sessions that during the Revolutionary War, there were only 9% of the individuals living in the colonies that really did anything at all for the cause of freedom. So we realize that what we need to do is not just to build new individuals, not just to change where they are, but to pull them together, to find that 8 or 9% that are passionate about changing this country, and if we do that, we can change the country. Now, that leads us to the Lift America portion of this, and Lift America is pretty much what it says. It is to begin a turnaround where we start lifting up America instead of constantly pulling it down. But it has two meanings. If you look at the core of what's happening and what is America, we hear so often people talk about change, but throughout my career, every time I got an opportunity to moderate a panel with other legislators or elected officials, I would always ask them the same question. I would say, you know, in a world where we know there's going to be change, is there anything that is so precious and such a core for our country that if it changed, we would cease to be America? And over again, the two words that would come up would be freedom and faith. So Lift America stands for Leaders Inspiring Faith and Freedom to America. And we realize that the cloaks you wear, the authority that you have, can be leveraged to help people stand up for faith and for freedom in America. So Lift America is designed to begin where it should begin, with the leaders of our nation, calling the country back, inspiring them to stand for faith, to stand for freedom. And so we will have a strategy that will incorporate hundreds and hundreds of elected officials across the country who will begin preparing over the next few months. But then in the month of January, we'll literally go on Capitol steps across the country. Some of them will be doing them in other locations. But literally calling the country, one, back to prayer, but then secondly, calling them back to an unconditional civility as opposed to this rampant hatred that we're seeing. And then third, to call them to begin lifting up America instead of constantly tearing down America. That will be legislators coming in and making that call. We will have a host of proclamations, resolutions, all of which we will have prototypes that you can utilize so you don't have to reinvent the wheel. We will have some of the best talking points, some of the best minds we think in the country who've helped draft these to give you suggestions. Of course, each of this you get to pick and you get to decide what you would like to have. We hope to launch that in January with legislators. In February, we will have a major effort with churches across the country. We hope to contact over 100,000 churches. With that, we hope 15,000 will actually respond and do something to repeat and corroborate on the calls that you have then made in January. And then the third component will be launched in March, which will be something called American Faith Dialogues, and it will be a number of forums, discussions, and campuses and other forums across the country to talk again about the role of faith, the importance of faith, but also the role it plays in tamping down this hatred that we're seeing across the country and the importance of using that to lift up America, because so goes America, so goes faith. So goes faith, so goes America. We hope that that will be joined by writers, by academic individuals, by people in the sports world, by entertainers who will all come in and join in that same effort, all of which will be under the umbrella of Lift America. So with that, Leah, I'm going to stop and turn it back over to you guys and be happy to answer questions about that at the end.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Congressman Forbes. That's excellent. And I'm sure that we will be having some more dialogue, and I'm sure there'll be some questions about that. But like always, like all the initiatives, we will help facilitate all the resources and things that you need, be here to answer questions, support this endeavor, and also your state directors that are on the ground with many of your state legislative prayer caucuses will also be well-informed, well-equipped to help you with anything that you might want to do to participate in this. And before we open the lines for discussions around this, remember your questions. We have just a couple more things to update you on, and then we'll unmute everyone at that time and ask you to self-mute. Any of you that were involved, I want to just add some update on Project Blitz, because any of you, this past year we facilitated this initiative, and the goal was for many states who could to propose religious freedom legislation or resolutions. We talked about stretching the resources of the anti-God agenda and organizations and limiting their ability to target individual states or legislators, and you all made a huge impact by going on the offense and doing a full court press. In 2017, we had an over 800% increase in the number of religious freedom measures that we had in 2016, thanks to many of you on this call. We tracked at CPCF nearly 200 pieces of legislation that were written, proposed, sent to committees, and 36 pieces of legislation passed in 17 states. That was enormous increase from 2016. And this year, and again, next year, we want to make sure that we help you make the most impact you can in your state. So we're helping you in three primary ways. The first way is to provide best practice religious freedom measures. We know that many times outside groups come together, they make decisions about what they want you to do, and then they try to convince you to do it. However, many of you wanted to choose the best option for your state, and you asked for a menu of best practice religious freedom legislation and support. So we put together the report and analysis on religious freedom measures impacting faith, prayer and faith last year, but this year we revised that report and analysis, and our legal team has been working months tirelessly to give you the absolute best resources that we know of, compiling laws, resolutions, analysis, case history, talking points, helpful notes. It is really an incredible resource. I don't know of anything else like it, really, that's available out there. And I've asked Steve Fitchin to give you just a brief overview on the value of that this report provides. Steve Fitchin is the president of the National Legal Foundation. The National Legal Foundation has litigated numerous prominent cases. Steve has appeared on numerous national and international news shows, is a widely published author, attorney, of course, and we're grateful to have him as our CPCF senior legal advisor. Steve, I'm going to pass it over to you for just a moment to discuss the report and the legal counsel, CPCF legal counsel support as well.
Okay, great. Thanks. We're so excited about this year's report for a lot of the reasons that you just mentioned. We've put together 21 bills and resolutions, so it's 21 total combined. And those model bills have those things that you mentioned that are so important. Almost all of them have findings already prepared. They have talking points, below each bill. They have notes. They have web links. In addition to that, almost all of them also have definition sections already drafted, which is very important. A lot of times if a law is challenged and if there's not adequate definitions, why then an activist judge can basically make it say anything he wants it to say. And so a couple categories. A lot of them deal with our religious heritage. That would include bills dealing with the national motto, but other ways that we can uphold our religious heritage. Then there's a group that deals with religious freedom. So, for instance, protecting students, protecting teachers. And then another category really is designed to protect all those folks who still believe that marriage ought to be one man and one woman. And we have a number of things here because people of faith are being attacked on this issue so much. Anybody that has a professional license is at risk of losing that license or being sanctioned or being punished. So we have quite a few dealing with those as well. In addition, some of the bills have and resolutions have fact sheets, very extensive fact sheets. Again, this would not be part of the official document that you would introduce, but it's there for you as are the talking points. The last thing I guess I would say about it is this year what we've done is we've gone with a model bill approach. And so whenever you do a model bill, there's one reality that you have to take into account, which is things won't work perfectly as drafted for every state, because states have different requirements on enactment periods and certain procedural matters, and they have certain customs and traditions, certain language they may want in the bill. And so we have a section where we give you a heads up on four or five or six key things that you or your staff may need to look at to tweak the model to make it compliant with your state's requirements or traditions. And Leah, I think that is a pretty good overview of what we've got, and so it's available to all the folks.
Yeah, and thank you so much, Steve. Steve and Jim are two of the four excellent legal and policy experts who formed a coalition to help advance religious freedom, basically giving their time and efforts to help this network of legislators. They're here to support you, and they've already proven extremely helpful to many of you in a variety of ways. We're grateful for their excellent work on this report. The other thing is, too, is they're available. This legal counsel team of four are providing, not only will they help you if you need to do some revisions, they're here to talk to you about what that might look like in your state. They're not stopping just by just providing this, but also, you know, they can help you tweak it. They can also help maybe provide expert witness to any of your committee meetings, or they're also writing amicus briefs for us and for some of our state legislative prayer caucuses, also letters for victims. For instance, the Freedom from Religion Foundation, Atheists, American Atheists, there's so many groups who are sort of bullying the folks out there to you know, sort of give up their religious freedoms, and we are now proactively going on the offense to support and send counter letters to a lot of these group individuals and groups and leaders across the country who are don't know that they actually don't have to do what these anti-God folks are trying to get them to do. So, but they don't have the support and they don't have the resources. So we're providing that. This legal team has been amazing. So if you need help, please contact us so that we can put you in touch and make sure that we give you what you need. And one last thing, too, if any of you are were involved in writing or carrying any of the legislation that you see in this report, or maybe a legislation that you don't see in this report, you have suggestions for improvement or talking points that you could share with us to enhance this document, please take the time to get that to us so we can make this the best resource possible, because we not only send it out to you, but it's on our website. So that it, and so we can constantly update it to the newest version. And so if you go to our website, you'll always see the most recent version that we've updated. So thank you, Steve. Thanks, team, for that report. We have Jim sure. Davids on the call, too. He'll be available for Q&A, if either Jim or Steve. Secondly, we know that that support by your constituents is key to success. So we reached out in 2017, we'll do it again in 2018, to over 50 partners, and we helped mobilize support through prayer and action from local citizens. We provided social media support when requested. Your state directors were instrumental in helping make that happen, as well as working with all the folks on the ground in your state, family policy councils, prayer networks, business leaders, who could actually very tangibly support you. We will do that again in 2018. That's, I believe, what helped make this Project Bliss so effective, is it wasn't just provide you resources, but it was actually providing what you need most, which is support, physical support. So that's important. We will do that again. And third, we created an at-a-glance 2017 Religious Freedom Measures Grid, and we'll do that again so you can see all of the bills that have been proposed, stalled, they're being passed, real time. We update that on a regular basis, so you have that access at our website as well. So we already have emailed the report and analysis, the new revised one, to every legislator in our network, but we know how difficult it is to always access your email in the inbox folder, but we will email it again as a follow-up to this call. That report, if for any reason you need that, don't hesitate to contact us, or you can go to our cpcfoundation.com and download it in the for APCN members section. So one last thing before we open the lines up for Q&A, I hope you can see the connection between Project Blitz and Lift America. We don't see all of our initiatives as separate, but really the Project Bliss is even, you know, Lift America is almost an umbrella that includes Project Blitz. As we move forward with Lift America, encouraging people to keep faith in America, encouraging people, legislators to continue to speak out, pass legislation, stand for the things that that are involved with religious freedom. We believe that Project Blitz is a part of that, and we also believe the Pray USA initiative, where legislators are standing in pulpits with pastors. You heard Congressman Forbes talks about the fact that in February, the focus is going to be on the pastors and the churches. Well, that's the perfect opportunity for Pray USA Spotlight Sundays to be held in February, where our legislators are standing in the pulpits with the pastors calling the church to prayer. And, of course, this is still going strong and could be a great instrument. And, like I said, our state directors can help you with all that you need to ensure that you can get into churches and do maybe Pray USA Sundays in February, as well as the In God We Trust Put It Up initiative. It's now reaching nearly 3 million decals and displays of our national motto in schools, city council chambers, courthouses, cars, offices, law enforcement vehicles, and that too, as we move Lift America forward, we're not forgetting about those, but we're sort of enfolding those. Those are all part of the Lift America movement and push that we're going to do. So all of these are still very relevant, and just to reiterate, like all the initiatives we facilitate, we will be working on, we're working on now, all that you'll need, whether it be websites, promotional material, as Congressman Forbes says, pledges, resolutions, proclamations. All of that is being worked on now and will be made available. And for all the states that have officially joined the network by forming a legislative prayer caucus, we try to ensure that the chairman receive everything in a timely way. And if you have a state director, they also are equipped and trained with everything that we do at the foundation as your feet on the ground. They're there to make your life easier. We don't for one second think you have the time to administrate or facilitate, so we're here to just make it as turnkey as possible and be available for anything you need at the moment that you need it. We're here to help you. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines for discussion. I know Jessica's on the line. She's going to contact the folks to open up the line, so it might get a little noisy, but I'm hoping with the large number of the people, you will self-mute your phone. If you have a comment or question, just simply unmute yourself, and if you would simply state your name and your state, and then make your comment or ask your question. So with that, let's open up the lines. All righty. Does anybody have a question or comment you'd like to make? You should all be unmuted now.
Leah, this is State Representative David Gallegos from Mexico, and I just wanted to make a real quick comment. I appreciate everything you've done for us. We're one of the groups that you helped get a letter out to a high school in Clovis, New Mexico, that we missed the opportunity to protect the first mural. But there are three other murals in that same facility that you've been able to help us protect. And going forward, what we did is sent that same letter with a new cover sheet to the city councils. And I've asked all my members in the prayer caucus to send it to their local school boards and to their local city halls. So that way we spread that great detail to all those people involved in our area. But I just want to thank you. I love the idea. We have support behind us now with some really great attorneys. It's no longer just us against them. I like the group that we're building. But I just want to thank you all personally. Welcome to New Mexico. If you ever get a chance, I'd be willing to host you for anything here. So thank you so much. God bless.
So thank you so much. Thank you so much, Representative Gallegos. You guys have been amazing down there in New Mexico. We're so grateful to be here to support you. Thank you. Any other questions? Comments?
This is Chaplain Klingenschmidt in Colorado Springs. Leah, I just want to thank you for your leadership, and also to Congressman Forbes for continuing to guide this. I fully support the vision, and I rely upon your news releases for our prayer updates at Pray in Jesus' Name television on the NRP network. We just fully support you, and especially when you're trying to get legislators together to share ideas for legislation, that just has a multiplying effect. As a former state rep in Colorado, I know that Getting state legislators to have crosstalk in any forum is vital for sharing of legislative ideas. And if you can make those lists available to each other, even if it's behind a private wall or something on your website, you should have a repository of great legislation so states can copy and paste those into their own formats for their own bill introductions. Is there a way that people can access legislative ideas, or do you have a repository like that going?
Well, the report that we just talked about has the 21 legislative best practice mock legislation that that we recommend. And not only will it be in the report, but I believe there will be some format of it also on our back-end APCN website. But right now, the report that is accessible at our website has that all in one very nice, neat package for our legislators. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you so much, and keep up the great work.
Excellent. Thank you, Chaplain Klinkenschmidt. I really appreciate your comments.
Leah, this is Representative Rogers out in Tennessee.
Yes, hello, Representative. Thank you. Glad you're on.
Hey. No, I'm thrilled to be on, and I just want to say this is just thank you. It's so encouraging. You know, one of my first bills, I guess 5 years ago, was the religious liberty bill, and that was, you know, fledgling and not knowing. And so having a resource like this and all the fact-finding and everything, I cannot wait to see the report and just thank you, because, you know, the enemy would have you believe that we are all alone. And so putting us together, this is awesome. And I just want to say thank you.
Oh, well, you are so welcome. Thank you. Thank you for all you're doing in Tennessee. Tennessee has a tremendous strong legislative prayer caucus. And just a side note, in Tennessee, the chairman there, Representative Pody and Representative Weaver, they have been incredible with PrayUSA and committed to doing at least 3 PrayUSA events, each legislator in churches this fall. And I know they're talking about doing it again next year, hopefully strong in February, where you're going out into the churches and standing with the pastors there in Tennessee. It's been an amazing to see what the legislators in Tennessee are doing. So thank you all for all your hard work in Tennessee.
And Leah, this is Mark Pody out of Tennessee. We're having good success with these PrayUSA. They're well received. I got 3 more this month to do alone.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you, sir. Anybody else have any questions or comments?
Well, Leah, I would like to say that the Georgia team is forming today.
Oh, fantastic. Wonderful. Yes, we have a terrific group in Georgia, legislators. We're very excited about all that they're doing and all they're committing to. Also wanted to mention the group in Arkansas, just another side note, sort of along the lines of what Representative Gallegos was talking about. They put up In God We Trust a bill recently on In God We Trust posters going in every single classroom in the state of Arkansas, and got pushback from the Freedom from Religion Foundation that sent a letter to 262, I think, superintendents across the nation. Well, we immediately fired a letter to all these same 262 legislators confirming all the ways in which they're exactly doing the right thing, constitutional, both federal and state support for what they're doing, and gave them all the talking points and support that they needed. And we're thrilled to get the response from those superintendents that usually don't have anybody supporting them, that everybody we're hearing from is saying, wow, okay, fantastic, this is helping us stand strong, so we're not going to capitulate to the Freedom for Religion Foundation, and or maybe it was American Atheists, they're the ones that sent that one. Yeah, I get them all confused. But anyway, so we're thrilled. But, you know, just to kind of come back around to also Lift America, you're going to be hearing more and getting more information about that as well. We really do believe that this Lift America plan is going to have tremendous impact. We have support across the nation from the highest administration in our legislative, our congressmen, our state legislatures, in January. We believe this is going to have a real impact, and we'll be sending you more information on that. We also have over 100,000 churches. Again, this is, we've pulled together a coalition of organizations who are trying to finally sort of come together in the faith community and say, we have to do something together in a big way that will have huge, huge impact, and that, that we will be able to turn this culture and sort of take back the narrative. And we feel like this actually has the opportunity to do that through Lift America. And so we're really excited about the access and the opportunity and the coalition of partners that are coming together in multiple streams of society. So we're grateful for all of you who have had already shown that that we can succeed together through PrayUSA, through In God We Trust, Put It Up, through the Project Blitz. And now you're going to have the opportunity to be really at the front lines, the catalyst for a major movement under this Lift America banner across America starting in January. So again, thank you all for being willing. And I'm going to open it, just wait, pause one more minute in case anybody else has any questions or comments. And if not, then we'll wrap up the call. I'll just give you another moment to unmute if you have any more questions or comments.
Leah, this is Randy Forbes. If I could just make one quick comment based on what we've heard.
Yes, please.
I just want to encourage all of you that have been in this fight and are currently in this fight. I was talking on the phone. I had a member of Congress who called me yesterday, who I've never met before, but he just wanted to talk through some situations. And you all know this because you live this. The public doesn't know this. A lot of times people in churches don't know this. But as an elected official, you are pinged upon over and over again. Your life sometimes is pulled in 50 different directions. People don't realize that after you go through legislative meetings, many of you still have to come home and we worry about how we're going to get our grass cut and how we're going to pay our bills and how we're going to be at our little league practices for our children and all of those many kinds of things that are on us. And your heart says, I really want to be in this fight. I want to be doing something. But then the logistics of life just pull you in so many different areas, and you've got fundraising to do and meetings to do. And the wonderful thing about all of this that we've been talking about and the Prayer Caucus Foundation and the Prayer Caucus, it's the first time to my knowledge where we have a network where legislators get to determine the accelerator for themselves. So they can say, look, I've got 1 hour I can spend, or I've got 1 month I can spend. And what you are seeing on this phone call is kind of the tip of the iceberg. But in addition to this, I want you to be encouraged because we hear over and over again the importance of hearing what other people are doing. When we get a legislator in one part of the country now who is doing something good, we immediately can share it with everybody else who can look and make a decision for yourself. Oh my gosh, I can do that. The second thing is when we get attacks that are taking place, we don't have to trust the media. We can let you know what those attacks are because they may be coming to you in the near future. But the other thing is these strategies, which we have for so long not had, we are starting to get. So every time you hear Leah or me or somebody else talk just a little bit for 2 minutes or 3 minutes about a particular strategy, understand it has been countless number of individuals, countless hours that has been put into those strategies to just offer them up so that you can choose if you like them or not. And the network is now huge with other faith groups, but also we have a legacy board of former members of Congress, former legislators who are all putting their input in this. We have people in the executive branch who are putting their input in this. We are working tentacles in the administration. We are working tentacles in the military. We are doing this on a massive basis, but it all depends on you being willing to use that 1 hour you've got, 5 hours you've got, or whatever, so we all come together and push back on the impacts of what the anti-faith people have been doing. And what they have been doing effectively is making legislators feel like they were on an island, isolated. That's no longer going to be the case. The second thing they have done is to make young people feel like they've got to pay an enormous artificial price for expressing their faith. We're pushing that back. The third thing is they've tarnished our image. We're turning that around. We're not going to be a faith that talks about yesterday. We're going to be talking about tomorrow and how to build and lead this country into a new tomorrow. And then the fourth thing they've done is tried to distort our message. And the reality is this country needs you, and it needs a message of faith more than ever, because the only effective institution for putting a brake on the hatred that we have seen rising in this country throughout our history has been faith. And that's why all of this that we're doing is so vitally important, and we just thank you. And I want you to be encouraged that you're seeing the tip of the iceberg, but without you, that iceberg couldn't be there. So thank you all for your efforts.
Randy, do you have time for just one thank you?
Sure.
This is Tom Reiner from Kentucky, and I just wanted to say that because of your all's efforts, our right as legislators to pray at the city, county, and state levels before our meetings was defended. And because you all defended us so well with top-notch legal teams, we were able to win that in the Sixth Circuit, which is going to perhaps go on to the U.S. Supreme Court. And we just thank God for the fact that you all were able to orchestrate and bring together the legislators and other top-notch minds and leaders so that we could do our best to stand for our faith and the right to pray.
Well, Tom, thank you for your courage to do that, my friend.
Yes, yes. Yeah, we do. Thank you, Tom, and we do appreciate all your hard work on that. And, Tom, keep your phone unmuted. I'm actually going to ask if you would to close us after I just say just a couple more things, if you would. Congressman Forbes, thank you for your tireless leadership on this, and every single prayer caucus chairman and member who's a part of this. You're amazing, and we're so thrilled, and it's an honor to serve all of you. So just as a wrap-up, what we're inviting you to do is to participate in the Lift America plan in January. You'll get more information, and in the month of January is the legislators. Please watch for the resources that are coming. This is at your state capitals. We're keying in specifically on January 16th to be a corporate event across the nation in the U.S. House as well as the state legislatures across the nation, but the entire month will be an opportunity for resolutions, proclamations. But on the 16th, we hope to have a number of events. A lot of our state directors will be working on events with you, prayer caucus members. And we expect that to be media worthy. Some will have press conferences. Some will have big events. But we're going to help work on media, attracting media to that event, as well as the messaging. We'll, again, providing talking points and all that you need. Also consider going into churches in February to help the churches. We'll be focusing on giving them an opportunity to be a part of Lift America and Praying for America. And so that might be a great time for you to schedule a time to go into your churches. Feel free to use the Pray USA banner or other ways if you want to. Your state directors can help with that. And then third, consider proposing religious freedom legislation next session. And if you do, make sure you get the report. Please access the at-a-glance grid. And ensure, please, if you are doing something, if we're proposing something, contact us with details so that we can help you in any way. We want to be here. There are times you need robust help and want to make a noise, and there's other times you've got the votes and you just want to get it through quietly. Either way, we can be a clearinghouse of ideas, or we can circulate the ideas out to the broader public there in your area if you need the support. And then one last thing, if you don't already know about it, the Pro Family Legislative Conference in Dallas on November 2nd through 5th, a great conference. Many of you know David Barton at Wahlbelders, and many of you even go to this conference. We will be there, both Congressman Forbes and I also, along with other excellent speakers, will be talking about this again there. So with that, if you have any questions or comments, please don't hesitate to call us. Summer@cpcfoundation.com, help@cpcfoundation.com. It can get to us, Leah@cpcfoundation.com. So we want to be here to help you. Thank you all for your participation. And Tom Reiner, would you close us in prayer today?
Heavenly Father, we come before you with praise and adoration. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. What an honor it is to be in your presence. And we know, Lord, that we can do nothing successfully without you. It is in your power and your presence that we trust. We ask you, Father, to put a hedge of protection around about Leah, around about Congressman Forbes, and each one that's on the call and each one that has participated or will participate in this great movement. And so, Father, we ask that you would give us our heart's desire that we might see you honored in the public square. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir. And with that, thank you all. And this concludes today's conference call.